اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. We all honor that Baqir al-Ulum, the fifth infallible Imam, who is the highest personality of history in the domain of divine knowledge, belongs to us. His station is known only by Almighty Allah, the Holy Prophet, and infallible Imams. We are honored that we follow the Ja'fari school of thought and that our jurisprudence, or fiqh, which is the infinite ocean of knowledge, is from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the prayers and supplications. In one of his speeches, he mentioned that prayers take men out of darkness, and once out of darkness, they become men who work for God, take up sword in the path of God, kill and get killed for the sake of God, and his uprising is also for God. Prayers do not deactivate men. Now, this part of speech was given at the time when they were involved in the 8 years' war, which was between the Iran and Iraq. And there he was explaining the people, the soldiers, those who raised to save their country, that there are some people who make excuses that they cannot go in order to protect their country. They cannot raise for the sake of God. Why? Because if they want to get nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or God, they have to take the path of prayer, supplications, or they have to spend their life in this path, which is a kind of, you can say, like just getting busy into prayer and all those things.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
Imam Khomeini has said that it's the other way, that the person who is more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who prays on time, the one who spends his time in supplications, whenever there is a time in order to save Islam, whenever there is a time to save your country, this person is the first person who raises for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he is near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows what Allah or God wants him. The very first priority for every person is to save his country. If someone is coming and invading their country, they must protect their home because the country is the home. And if someone is attacking me, if someone wants to invade my home, I should not allow them to take over my home, to invade my country, to take my home. Why? Because my household is living there. My family is there. Everything is my home. Therefore, Imam Khomeini also said that the prayers, the supplications, it takes us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it takes us out of darkness. It takes us to the light where we understand the importance of home. Because if we have a home, we can easily practice our religion. If we do not have home the way we should, we cannot pray easily, we cannot have the purification the way we want. Therefore, it is necessary to be with God, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.